SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, our program features a selection of Christmas carols sung in the languages of Switzerland.
That was an ancient Swiss Christmas melody, Noël Suisse, by an unknown composer, probably from the Rhone Valley. A two-voiced setting of this carol was written by Esprit Philippe Chédeville, who was royal bagpiper at the French court in the 18th century, and a third voice has been added by Swiss choir master and folk music expert Alfred Stern. The performance, we heard, was by instrumentalists of the well-known Maibaum Folk Ensemble, founded by Mr. Stern. In this program, we're going to present Christmas songs and melodies from the four linguistic regions of Switzerland, the German, the French, the Italian, and the Romansh-speaking parts of the country, each of which has its own Christmas customs and music. The people of German-speaking Switzerland make up about 70% of the national population. Their day-to-day language is not the high or standard German, but any one of the many Swiss German dialects. But High German is the official language and is used on all such occasions. Therefore, it is not surprising that most of the Christmas carols are in this tongue, the majority of them having been brought to Switzerland from Germany and Austria anyway. Here, however, is the best known of the genuine Swiss carols, a song from Bremgarten in the canton of Aargau, Come All Ye Little Angels, which in its turn has spread from Switzerland into the neighboring German-speaking countries. We hear it in an arrangement by Gottfried Kölliker for the female voices of the Choir of the Blind in Bern. Now to French-speaking Switzerland for a melody entitled Berceuse de Noël, Christmas Lullaby. It is a traditional carol arranged by Father Joseph Beauvais, a well-known songwriting Swiss priest who died in 1951. We hear the mixed choir of Prilly. In one region of French-speaking Switzerland, Gruyère, people speak an ancient patois of their own. This language is little known and hardly understood beyond the borders of this area of Canton Fribourg. The choir Maîtrise de Bulle sings Peve la mine, which means towards midnight.
Thank you.
In the canton of Ticino, along the southern Swiss frontier, the predominant language is Italian. Neighboring Italy is the source of practically all the folk songs of this region, but here is one of the few native carols, Natale, or Christmas, performed by young singers and instrumentalists of the Teacher Seminary of Locarno. The song was written by a noted contemporary pianist from the Ticino, the late Roberto Galfetti. Only 1% of the Swiss population in the southeastern part of the country, the Grisons, speaks Romansch. This ancient idiom, derived from Latin, is nevertheless Switzerland's fourth national language and exists in five different dialects. The melody we're going to hear is in the dialect of Surselva. It is entitled At Midnight and is from the most important collection of sacred folk songs of the Catholic regions of Surselva and Surmair, The Consolation of the Devoted Soul. This collection was published in its original form by Father Carli de Curtins, a Benedictine monk of the monastery of Dissentis, and since 1690 has been reissued in 10 editions. We hear an arrangement by Professor John Antoni de Rungs.
Yeah.
Situated in the heart of Europe, Switzerland has long been a haven for refugees and others in need. At the Pestalozzi Children's Village in Trogen, eastern Switzerland, needy youngsters from over a dozen countries, some as far as Vietnam and Tibet, have found a new home, where nevertheless they may grow up in their own respective customs and traditions. Christmas is celebrated in many ways at the Pestalozzi Village, but we hear now the children joined in one of the world's most popular Christmas carols, Silent Night, with each child singing in his or her native tongue. One of the most typical and most ancient Swiss Christmas customs, still practiced in various regions of German-speaking Switzerland, such as the canton of Lucerne, are the Sternsinger or Sterndreher, groups of costumed young carolers who, with a big illuminated star lantern, either go from house to house performing their songs or participate in nativity plays. One of the most beautiful of those star carols tells about the three kings, the three wise men who went to Bethlehem to pay tribute to the newborn babe. The song is from the Murtau Valley in the canton of Schwyz and is sung in the ancient Swiss-German language of the time by the Lucerne Singers.
Amen.
To the sound of the bells of the church of Muotatal, we end this program of Christmas carols in the languages of Switzerland.
This has been a special feature in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.